If it wasn't for John Haynes, we would not be here. John Haynes is the one that's let us in this building. Thank you very much.
You'd be somewhere else. Yes. To make my life easier, in a sense. Right, just very quick snapshot of my background, in a sense, because it helps put into perspective what I've developed. I was a head of science for 13 years at a local secondary school, Long Benton Community College, if any of you know the area at all. So it's a sort of fairly mixed catchment. And I had a great team of teachers working in my science department, 9 teachers, 3 technicians. School size, about 1,000 students and about 60 to 70 full-time members of staff. For me, as a head of department and as a teacher, I was always really frustrated by the process of lesson observation. Not only did it put me and my staff and friends, colleagues around the school under a lot of pressure, I felt really that you didn't actually get a lot from it. It was very unproductive. As an observer, I'd take some notes during the lesson, I'd sit down with my colleague afterwards and I'd feedback to them, I'd highlight some things they'd done well, highlight some things that they could perhaps improve on. But really, I could see in their eyes what they were really thinking was, thank God that's over. You know, what have you graded me as? And I know we're not supposed to be grading lessons these days, but people still want to know roughly how they've done. And once they've found that out, they want to move on. And next thing is, well, when's the next one? You know, and for me, it was a wasted opportunity. I think there's a huge amount of opportunity lost in schools through the amount of time to do these lesson observations. If you're a senior leader in a school, you spend hours doing it per year, and think about the actual impact on learning and teaching within the school. It's minimal, really, given the amount of time and effort that you're putting into it. At the same time, I was aware of IRIS's video technology sort of being used in schools to try and observe teachers and enable them to perhaps reflect more effectively on their practice. The problem with IRIS is that there's typically only one video camera in the school, and you book it, it turns up, and it just happens to be that lesson that you thought was going to go great, and it's windy outside, the leaves are whipping around your feet, kids come in high as a kite climbing the walls, and you don't want to video that lesson after all, or it turns up and it's out of battery, or you can't plug it in where you wanted to. There are a whole host of issues that I faced when I was trying to use it, and I've talked to a number of colleagues in different schools, and they face similar issues, not all the time, but you know, there are some schools that are dealing with it better than others. I wanted to use existing technology to enable a similar process to take place and simplify the process so that teachers could do this at the drop of a hat with each other. Now, this does assume a certain level of flexibility in terms of your colleagues in school having time to observe each other. And I think ultimately my panacea is that schools will enable this through more flexible and appropriate timetabling and arrangements for CPD. Without waffling on anymore, I just want to give you a quick demonstration of this, and I'd happily sort of come and sort of talk to you, your people in your department, about it a little bit more if you're interested. So the idea is we developed this app on an iPad because we thought that iPads typically were quite ubiquitous in their distribution across schools. You know, if anywhere's got mobile tech, it tends to be an iPad. It's called VO, stands for Video Enhanced Observation. If any of you speak Spanish, you'll also perhaps realise that it means I see. Or I understand to some extent, I see. You know, so it's about looking at yourself, it's about reflecting on your practice. The idea is, just to sort of put this in a scenario, this is my iPad, and I'm just about to teach a lesson, and I get my technician or a colleague in the school to video my lesson, and there are key tags within the app that encourage you to identify key moments in the lesson where things are beginning to make a difference to either the teaching or the learning that's taking place. So you pre-populate it with particular information that you might want to record and search on and reflect on later. I'm going to embarrass you guys now by filming you. We start recording. So I've given my iPad to someone else, okay? And the idea is that I'm now that someone else and I'm videoing somebody actually teaching a session. We've gone through quite a long exercise of trying to identify what are the key things that we want to look for and tag in a lesson. This isn't the perfect list of tags, but it's a starting point. And what we're trying to do now is get the funding together to enable us to develop a back-end database which will enable people to search for clips that they've recorded, share clips if they choose to, or build up their own personal private portfolio within a school of video clips of their own practice. So the idea is we've maybe got Helen who's teaching the lesson, so I'm focused on Helen over there, and she's talking. So I tap on teacher talk, and she's actually describing something very well. I really want to compliment her on that and highlight to her the value of that description in terms of the way that lesson was progressing. So I might press plus on that. Meanwhile, there's somebody at the back of the classroom, a student, you know, a little group of students that aren't behaving particularly well, and she hasn't noticed that. So I wanted to sort of talk about the behaviour down the bottom. There's some negative behaviour. There they are. Okay. John Sayers and Sam misbehaving. Okay, so we'll talk about that a bit later. The idea is that what I'm trying to do now is capture these key elements of a lesson that are going to make a difference to that teacher in terms of learning about what they're doing, so that they either do more of what they do well or develop something that they're not doing so well. So I can go through the lesson recording moments like that, and every time I press this top level tag, it timestamps the video approximately 5 seconds before that moment in time, so you don't have to, you know, desperately try and find the buttons to press as an observer. You've got a little bit of think time, so you think, okay, well, what is it that's happening now? So Helen's just been asking some questions, and it's a really good example of an open question, so I want to talk about that with her a bit later and talk about why it was such a good open question. That's often one of the things that I actually use as an example when I talk about the value of paper or video versus paper. If I write down a very good open question, all I'm typically writing down is the open question itself, and that might not have been what made it such a good question. The thing that made it good was the way you asked it. It was the environment that you created in the build-up to that. It was the way you responded to the students when they started giving you some feedback in response to that question. And yet, if I'd only written that down, the teacher's got very little to actually engage with and react to when I talk to them about that afterwards. So it doesn't actually have a great developmental impact. We've got a few other things that I'll point out. One of the focuses that you might have in your lesson is how much time is the teacher talking? So you can use these buttons down here to identify where the focus is. So is it constantly on the teacher, or are they working as a group? And I can change those according to what activity is happening. And there's a little page that I'll show you very quickly in a minute, which actually kind of captures that and gives it to you in a nice pie chart, so you can see how much of the lesson, what percentage of the lesson was me yapping away, and how much of it was them doing individual work, group work, or working as a whole class. And down the bottom, engagement. So student engagement is just a 10-point scale, a percentage scale, if you like. And that would enable you to identify key moments in the lesson where, for some reason, engagement changed. And again, you can identify where that is on a timeline and flick back to that moment in the lesson, have a conversation about that. What happened then? Was it a transitional moment? Was it when you went from, you know, doing a written task to a practical element of the lesson? Why did the engagement taper off there? And what can we do to manage that a bit better, perhaps? Okay, so at the end of the lesson, we save the video. It gives you an opportunity to make some judgments if you're that cruel and harsh. That was something that schools asked for rather than me sort of promoting, in a sense. I'm not too keen on the whole judgmental approach to lesson observation, but people do typically want to get some feedback in that respect. There's the teacher standards there. I use that from time to time if I'm observing my trainee teachers. Kirsty had one of these fairly recently. I didn't actually use those then, did I?
No.
And then there's Ofsted criteria. And again, I know they don't observe lessons, but the criteria, you know, are still used in some schools, so we were asked if we would leave that there. Well, I'm getting the stats up, Kirsty, out of interest. Did you find the... And I haven't spoken to Kirsty about this. I've not primed her with this. Did you find video useful, apart from embarrassing you in any way?
Yeah.
How? Yep. How is it useful? How is it more... How is it different in a sort of observational sense to looking at a handwritten set of notes?
Well, I've used it, again, since John's filming the teachers to film it when I was doing... I was demonstrating practical and had the teacher to film me so I could look at that, how I was, what questioning I was using, and I could see that I was focusing on the pupils in front of me, not pupils to the left and right of me, and I think other people have used it to see how you move around the room, and that you can't get that from just a written lesson observations.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I just thought I'd give Kirsty an opportunity to just the system if it needed to be, or you know, comment on it. Anyway, so we've got the video. We can now review it by looking at the timeline. Okay, so down the left-hand side, there's a timeline. I can group the events as well. So by clicking on the folders, I can see, you know, in which categories things happening. So I can see in teacher talk, there's one positive, and I can tap on that, and it'll take me straight to that point in time as soon as I click on that point. I can jump straight to those points in time, which makes the whole review process so much simpler and easier and quicker. So I don't have to watch the whole hour's lesson. I can watch 10 minutes by flicking forward to those key points. And then there's this statistics option as well. So if I just tap on stats, it gives you a little snapshot of what happened in the lesson. So I can see where engagement tapered off at 3 minutes, so I might want to go back to the video, scroll back to 3 minutes and watch why that was. The student focus, so I can see that, you know, a lot of it was, I think I'd clicked on the students working as a, badly behaving as a group, so my focus was on the students there actually, as a group, which is why the group purple is so big there. And then you get this sort of graph which indicates where the strengths and areas for development are. I'm very reluctant to say weaknesses, but things that, that you could look at and then zoom in on and try and understand in discussion with your colleague, you know, what you could do to try and either improve something that's a bit of a weakness or develop and share something that's a strength of yours. Anyway, there's lots more stuff in the pipeline for that, but it's early days for us, and we're hoping that, you know, more and more people get interested in it and put it into practice and give us some feedback about using it. It's free to download, available on the App Store now. So, ta-da.